We don't need to think back too far to remember when things in Michigan were going in the wrong direction. Jobs and families were leaving Michigan, and our state was in debt. Today, together, we are heading in a better direction. Serving our community, Margaret O'Brien has pushed for real solutions and demanded more accountability. Around here, that's an easy choice. So why is it such a hard choice for Smith says he supports local farmers, but his record shows a history of giving in to oil company interests. Portland City Commissioner Amanda Fritz is now endorsed by Willamette Week, joining the Oregonian, Mercury, Scanner, and Observer in endorsing Amanda. They said, Fritz has proven to be a true citizen's representative. She remains an important independent voice. It's part of the American dream, starting a successful small business, providing for your family, creating jobs. Serving us in Congress, Gary Peters went to work making that American dream a Michigan reality. Remember? He's the guy who ran for Commissioner of Agriculture a couple of years ago. You remember? He was the guy who acted like Wyatt Earp, riding his horse and waving his rifle around, blaming thugs and villains for everything bad about our state. Well, now, that same is on the loose again. And believe it or not, now he wants to be our state auditor. For over 20 years, Dr. Tim Melson helped heal others. But with just weeks to live, it was Tim Melson who needed help. The gift of an organ donor gave Tim Melson a second chance at life. Now it's Tim Melson's turn to give back. It's why he's running for state senate.